It being a crypto day, I wanted to talk about tokenizing, why would we tokenize, and what's the use of tokenizing, and where do I tokenize at, and how, or are there different kinds of tokenizing? Like, these are the little things we're going to talk about in today's crypto episode, because there's a lot of opportunity here, and even though there's a bunch of people still flowing in, there's still tons of room to grow. And really, the only thing stopping you in this case is your own imagination. And sometimes, not even that, sometimes it's literally just you pushing a button on your phone. The backlog is going to be super easy. It's just, in 2017, I'd got blown out of my mind. I was just stone out of my brain. And I was messing around with my phone. And crypto was at an all-time high, so I was already building and had built and was trying to make better my self-ledger coin. I was trying to make it where it was able to do more and stuff. And so I was looking at maybe like another token on top of another system just to cut me some time and energy, because the nodes, and they were really getting to be my problem. And yeah, I got high, went online, just goofed off, and I woke up the next day with an ERC-20. So if you go to TronScan and you type in 3D9, that's a capital D, it'll pop up and you'll see the search as probably one of the only options. You'll say token, and you'll be able to click on it, and you'll see I literally made like 999 tokens. Not an actual whole token, like the non-fractional tokens. And when I made them, I really thought it was just gonna have no backend, no dots or whatever. And then like somewhere in my mind, I kind of remember a spot where I said I wanted 9 zeros in the back, even though it's supposed to be a non-fractional token. And then what actually ended up happening was, because I wanted a non-fractional, 999 tokens is literally point, all the zeros you need in front of it, and 999, and because I wanted it 9 spaces in the back, there's 6 zeros in the front. And unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say that, fortunately, I can make more, I can still mint these remintable tokens, so I don't actually lose anything. It's just a funny coincidence. And, there's another way to say this is there's a bunch of places online that will do all this work for you, and then you just pay them. And I didn't go to one of them. I went to a automated generator that wasn't very good, and I didn't really know what I was doing on it, probably because it wasn't all in my mind. I was, not in the right state for that kind of stuff. But for me, when I get high, it's a little bit easier to push the button to try things. And that's really what it was all about. And so after that, I did find a place on GitHub. So if you just pre-search the words GitHub generate ERC-20 as a single word token, it should pop up. And it's a free generator, super easy. Doesn't cost nearly as much to build tokens and stuff like that. Actually, I think this one actually said that there was a free option, the generator doesn't actually charge you anything, which is really nice. Because I think most of what I paid for to get mine generated actually went to the generator itself. And that sucked for me. But I learned from it. And so, what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to explain to you different ways to make tokens, or not your actual crypto, but a token. It's like a coin. It's like if you went to Chuck E. Cheese and got a coin, that'd be like a token. And actually, that is what that is called, a token. I'm going to tell you different ways to make your own token. I'm going to talk about different platforms that offer this type of service and different reasons why you might want to do this. Okay, so like, why would you want to make your own token? I mean, it's not a crypto. It might not be exchangeable on exchanges, but many crypto tokens, many of the tokens made on other platforms and cryptocurrency systems or networks, they tend to have their own trading networks. They have their own trading systems, their own trading methods. They're slightly more unique than a cryptocurrency. Nowadays, cryptocurrencies are like, there's a couple thousand of them. I mean, they're like, there's one for every flavor of whatever you want. Literally. I'm sure there are cryptos out there that actually claim to have a taste. And that's kind of the big thing right now, is like a lot of people already had their fun making cryptos. And now there's a lot of tokens and platforms and networks. I'm sorry, a lot of cryptos, platforms, and networks out there for you to make a token. And a token is going to be basically very much the same thing. You're going to build it on a cryptocurrency that's been around for a while. It's got some time and effort, and so you don't have to worry about the network that you're using just disappearing. And you don't have to worry about like 51 attack. You're building it on someone else's currency that's much stronger than yours, or that currency backs up the network, which is stronger than yours. And this kind of gives incentive right there. Just attacks are less burdensome because you don't have to worry about the security side. There's a lot of things you don't really have to worry about. I mean, do you have to be secure with your stuff to make when you build your own token? Yeah, come on. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is you don't have to worry about like 51 attacks and minor attacks, node attacks. If you're doing proof of stake, you don't have to worry about the different forms of attacks there, doing all the different kinds of coding. And there's a lot of people out there that are like, well, I can't code. I would love to get into this. And that's what I'm talking about. So if you're a small business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're an artist, if you're anything, if you make anything and you sell it, or you redo anything and you sell it, having a token to go with that sell can do one of two things. A, it can actually just, cause, operate, and B, the sell. You can actually make tokens to represent the item. So if someone buys the token, they pay for the item and they pay for a higher shipping fee than what normal people would pay. Like if they will see you in real life, someone came up to you and said, "I want that cow. I'll pick it up off your hands right now," and you don't charge them the shipping fee, right? Okay, but if they buy this NFT token, if they buy this token, I'm sorry, then you're gonna want to have a high shipping fee in case they don't live in the same country as you. Okay, so then this allows anyone to buy your couch, and if you charge enough, you can ship it for them. That's my point. And so now you have no reason to get it off your hands. And so it can do every part of the sale for you online, which gives you a much broader audience. But at the same time, if you give someone a token, even if it's like on it, and if you have to print out the data for them and fold it up nice and neat so the private data is on the inside, public data is on the outside with a picture or whatever, it becomes a receipt, a proof of sale. Okay? And just about any token I'm about to explain to you how to do, you really have control over quite a bit of what's going on. And there are some that I'm going to explain that are basically like a cryptocurrency on top of a cryptocurrency, where you don't have control over the price and things like that. So if you're just giving them away at first, then I mean, it might eventually gain a value, and then you'll actually be giving away money. And that's another form of incentive for to distribute these with items that you create or whatever that you're selling. Even digital items you're selling. I make albums, and I'm starting to put these tokens inside albums because I can port the data to a, like basically I just build a wallet, put it in the wallet, give the private data for that wallet inside that album, and I sell that album. And like the way I do it is, I not all of my albums do I have automated. I mean, I have automated sales for them, so I can just, I don't have, like I don't have it in that one, because then everyone received that, and only the first person would actually get that token. And so what I have to do is I do special sells where people get to me on the side. A lot of times it's for like a promotion or something, and so this extra little gift that costs me, 2, 3 cents to do, with sometimes 20 cents to do, it's huge difference. And if you're like doing business cards, like my friend Kenneth Bozak and a few other people, like with the Bad Crypto Podcast, they have actually made business cards that were a form of a token. And like Ken Bozak, he paid like, I think it was like $20 to $100 worth. I think it was like $20 in transaction fees, and then like $100 altogether, with the creation of the N plus the transaction fees, to get all this done. While the other guys, they did it in like $60, and they're still giving them away. Like, they don't have them all given out, so they haven't found their max price point on the transfer. And that's probably one of the few things that you're going to have to worry about, is transfer cost of the token. And I'm even going to go over some ways where you won't have to worry about transfer cost. So really, the reason why you might want to do this is to either generate interest in your company amongst the consumers through a word of mouth spreading, or even ad promotion speaking about tokens with sell, or even tokens as sell online, using cryptocurrencies and your own token. This is a way to completely perform an online sell of your product. This is a way for people to be able to reproduce something over and over and over, either at once in a mass mint or over time as they sell them. So it's n if you don't have the large amounts of money to put to this right now, that's not a problem. You just have to have enough to make one right now. And so this is a way to, you can use to generate new sales. And I don't mean of your products, but I mean of just the tokens. Now, you've heard different benefits and a couple of downfalls to tokenizing and doing tokens of your own. So now let's actually get into different types of tokens real fast. So the different kinds of tokens you have are, you have non-fungible tokens, which are NFTs. You can make those on Ethereum. You can make those, I believe, on EOS, on Steam, I believe on Hive. And I want to say Tron, but to the life of me, I can't think of any example that I would be able to give you. Okay, so the NFTs is probably the number two most common form of tokenizing of anything. You can actually insert an image, you can insert textual data. I build websites, completely hashed based websites, so there's no server for it, so the entire website is inside the link. So obviously the link is quite large. I can actually insert these links in full inside of the data of these NFTs and distribute websites, distribute newspapers, articles, and they don't even have to actually be the main part of the NFT, because there is a lockable section of these NFTs on most NFTs. And what that is, that's a bit of data that is like software encrypted. I'm not sure how to explain that. It's like the smart contract that built it encrypts it. And so when someone purchases that token, the smart contract decrypts it so they can see what's in there. And so what that means is, like, no one can see what's in there before they buy it, only after they buy it. And that's a pretty neat feature. That's something that I think a lot of people have a difficulty getting right. And Ethereum really, to my honestly, got it right. Rarible, OpenSea, these are probably the two most common that I go to be able to build NFTs. But there's also, like, Monarch Wallet, I believe they do NFTs. Then you also have, I think it's called Mintable. They do mass, like you can print these NFTs by like the 100 and stuff like that. So like, Mintable is probably the most expensive out of these ones that I'm saying to make NFT. Rarible is the cheapest. And the only neat feature on Mintable is it gets cheaper when you mint at higher price, I mean higher amounts. When you mint 5, it's about $5, 10, about $10. When you mint 100, it's like just, it's under $100, like $90, $80. And it's all in, you're paying all on crypto, you know? So it's like, it's your crypto. It's your crypto making you these that you can sell now for a price point to make money. And a lot of people are mass minting at like 100 to get the sweet price point of each token. So then they can give some of these tokens away and they can sell some of these tokens and still make their money back. And now they're not, those people are not looking for profit. If you're looking for profit, you're going to want to be selling these. So you're going to want a really nice image GIF or something for people to look at when they're holding it. You're going to want some kind of feature in there. And that's where Rarible comes in. Rarible has a lot of these extra options. And with Rarible and OpenSea and quite a few of these Ethereum tokens, you can use OpenSea's NFT card to actually display sellable NFTs on your website. Even non-sellable, where it will say, go buy this product, and they click on it, it'll go to it, and it'll say, not for sale, but they'll be able to look at it. And so now, holding NFTs is a little bit more public if they want, if people want it to be. Like, I'm getting ready to put my NFT of my CryptoKitty on my website because I love that little thing. I won it, like, in a contest, and I'm so happy to have it. And, so these are different reasons for Ethereum NFTs. App.rarible.com, OpenSea.io, Mintable.com or Mintable.io, I don't remember. You're gonna have to pre-search it. And also Ejin, Ejin, and I believe Monarch. So go give those a search, give them a try, see which one you like. But there's a second side to NFTs where we go to mostly the Steam network, but all the other networks. You can build NFTs. There are generators and things like on Hive and on Steemit, and you can go and you can actually basically do the same thing. You can add images and you can add other features like fusing and things like that to build these NFTs. And again, that's like the Steam network, Steemit, Steam, Peak, Busy.io. They're gonna go to Hive, I think it's Hive.io or Hive.com, and these are different places you're gonna be able to build those ones. And now the last side to NFTs is a little bit less tricky, I guess. It's a little bit more straightforward, and those are gonna be like hard-coded NFTs that are sometimes cross-platformable, where you make an NFT on for the Tron network. Now I don't can't think of any example, but if I remember right, there is a generator for it out there on the web, and so Tron can go to different areas, different platforms. You can put Tron on Telegram and things like that. So not all the wallets will actually be able to see it, but it's almost like building your own token. But they're just calling it NFT because the price, you get to choose the price per token or per set of tokens. And so, non-fungible tokens, there you go. The next type of tokenizing is a very, I guess nowadays, very simple. It's kind of the one I was talking about where you're actually building almost like a cryptocurrency on top of a cryptocurrency. So it's a real token. And like I said, I gave the Chuck E. Cheese example. But that's actually a token. So What you're going to be doing is like on GitHub, different websites, depending on your how you want to do this. There's three ways to do this. There's the moderate, not really expensive, but pretty easy. There's the really expensive, super easy. You explain what you want, someone else does it for you. And then there's the OMG hard, sometimes 100% for free. That's hard coding it. So now you know those, okay? The hard one is hard coding it yourself. The super expensive one, but super easy, is going to companies online. They exist. Just pre-search ARC20 generate company or buy, and boom, it will pop up. There's a bunch of them. They will do all the work for you. Then on the other side, the one side we really want to talk about, which is the moderate, it's kind of not that expensive and it's really pretty easy. And in some cases, like the GitHub claims to be completely for free, or at least the generator doesn't charge you. And so, what all you're doing here is you're disclaiming some information about what you want your token, a little bit of information, title, quote, price quote, for track ticker, and stuff, and then you're going to determine how many of these you want to mint or build or generate. What kind of smart contract do you want to build in a smart contract? All these little different options, and even an image you're going to use for your token. And then when you get done at the end of the process, you have tokens. You have actual tokens that you don't decide the price on. Price comes from the transacting of them, how many people hold them, how further spread out things, and the trading of them. So now you're looking at actual tokens, and you can do that on Ethereum. You can do these completely on Tron too. Ethereum and Tron are probably the two biggest competitors with each other about this service. And then you also have like Komodo, which will go a step further and build you a full cryptocurrency as a token. And what that is it basically you fork it, or you can pay them to fork their system, and then they customize it to match what you need. And so it's a very good system and stuff, but those are the three top competitors. The next set of competitors for this exact same type of token is EOS, Steemit, and Hive's probably going to be coming up, because Hive is actually a Steemit fork. So a lot of times they're going to be competing in the exact same market. Now, EOS is a completely different cryptocurrency, where it's a delegated proof of stake currency, which Steemit is as well, and Hive is as well. But it's a slightly different one. They have 21 top delegates that decide the network, and so EOS is a little bit different than other ones. While like Steemit and Hive have huge lists of witnesses that delegate, and but the network's still pretty much automated, completely on its own. While almost everything that happens on EOS is determined by these 21 delegates, and they are right now in a big competition for tokenizing on their platform. There's a lot of people building games and a lot of people building this and that, and so they all want their own token on that platform. And so that platform has become a tokenizable platform for both of them, I mean, or three of them, all three of them, because Hive. And so you're really full of options where you can go to build your own token. And we just named three major types of tokens, not including NFTs, on what, five or six networks. Two networks do two different types of the tokens we're talking about today. And so now you know the different kinds of tokens. So we have the three on, we have this onslaught of NFTs, we have the onslaught of actual tokens. Chuck E. Cheese. It's like a cryptocurrency token. The NFTs are kind of like a business card. So let's talk about how exactly to use these. Because I explained to you how to use them, like NFTs you can use and the tokens you can use to give out with your products. I described that. And that's like a marketing incentive, a marketing tactic. So what's the other way to do this? And that's the actual selling of these items. So you can build a token and sell it In your state, you're probably going to need a, if you have like an actual business, you're going to actually probably need a security license, a securities license, and that just allows you to sell securities because at that point you're going to be selling a security. Now, if you don't actually have a business and you're like an entrepreneur and you're doing this to be your business, then even if you do, if you build an actual token like Chuck E. Cheese, then you still might need a securities license. Depending on how you put it. Now, I have tokens out there in the, amongst the interweb where it actually says buying this token, you're donating money directly to the creator of the token to help support that token and their, that person and their family. And I did that starting off as a way to help people who weren't homeless, but people who were like, had no money. And they have phone, they have, they know about this stuff, and so it was to help them find a way to generate funds, and so they sell these tokens to directly fund their life. And we started that before NFTs were even a thing, so that can be done in that form. If you're selling it as a business product, hey, I have such and such garage, car garage, and you know, maybe you have a little POS device, that's a proof of sale device, or you have an ad or somewhere, or on the radio or on TV or the newspaper or something about the sale of your tokens. You have your own tokens that you know you're selling. And that's a securities. That's a securities. And so, if you're on the backside trying to be seedy and you're selling, you know, Pat's car garage tokens, and it doesn't say that it's a direct donation to the company or to the person selling that token, it's going to be securities because you can have like become an incentive for your employees. Look, you're going to have this thing on your phone. We're gonna put these tokens on there. Every customer you get to buy one that goes directly to you. It's used as a tip. It's called proof of tip. And so when people tip you, you off, hey, we have this on a digital crypto token. Do you, because you tipped me, you're allowed to get one. Do you want to get or receive your token? And a lot of times with those, people do things like, well, if a customer collects X number of those tokens, they can come in and redeem that for a discount. Or for an actual item, or for different things, and that causes them to now actually want to receive those tokens. And if your you if your employees are not actually directly telling people that they can't do that, if the customer asks and they tell them, that's fine. But most people just have a sign when people go wherever they pay, you know, by the fuel pump or inside, and it'll say, have our NFT or have our token. Get 10 and we'll give you 10% off. Get 25 and you'll get 10% off. Or, I think like one it was like get a 50 for 15% off or 25 for 7% off. And they said that they couldn't, you know, they couldn't give them away fast enough. People were tipping like $1, 25 cents just to get one, you know. But it ensured there were people who were getting tipped every single time. They didn't always get tipped a lot, but they got tipped every single time. And after these were washing it back in two or three different series of big washes, they said they paid for themselves. And, you know, like, people who were really good at selling them could actually get good tips to get these. Hey, you know, give me $10, you know, I'll give you two. You know, hey. And there is a little bit downside of that. It does drive away some customers. That's why you gotta just work with your employees. And the NFTs is the next option. That's really the big one here. People flock to that because they, like I said earlier, you can put an image on it, put data on there. You can go to places like Crypto Voxels and you can build like a NFT object where the NFT is a 3D object and it has all the stats built into the data. So basically, Crypto Voxels can pull the image and use it because it's a 3D place. And there are other AR and VR and 3D systems online right now that are built on Ethereum that will allow you to, yeah, basically build something on there, and it's an NFT. Or you go and build an NFT using a 3D modeling object, and you just have the code in the unlockable section, and you have the stats in the stat section of the NFT, and boom, next thing you know, you have this really delicate and wonderful way of moving in-game objects and non-in-game objects. Like, if you just have, like, there's different apps on your phone you can get, and you can use the camera on your phone to take a 3D rendered picture type video, where you go and you do a bunch of different pictures and some type of video, where you walk around and you build a 3D object of the object you're trying to sell. You build a 3D object of something, and then you sell that 3D object, not the actual object, unless you want to. We're going to talk about that, but you could sell a 3D object, a 3D model of that. You can go on your phone and get Sculpt for free and build a 3D model of anything you can. And so the things that you can do, like, I do this on my cell phone. I build different NFTs and I'm selling them. I make a marketplace. I'm building websites and embedding these NFTs into them. I go to private paper generator and I'm, you know, generating these papers, and we're going to start putting NFT space in there, so people can, you know, I've already tested the waters and it already works, and, you know, we've already shown to OpenSea that, hey, you know, we can put embedded NFTs in our papers, our private papers, and our news chain, and we can, you know, do different things with these now. There are people out there doing, using them for proof of listening, and so, like, right now, if I had used an automated minter, I could say, go to blah, 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 and put in code such and such, such and such right now, and for the next 72 hours, you can get a free NFT of this episode, and, yeah, so then proof of listenership, and, some places where you go to events, they're like, where's your phone? We're gonna, you scan this, and boom, you know, this QR, this whatever, boom, you have a free NFT for showing up that you can sell, you can keep, you can do whatever you want, and now you can even embed on your website. So, even though there's only two major forms of tokenizing right now, there's multiple platforms you can do it on, and multiple places you can go to, and tons of different ways you can use them. So you're really, the only thing stopping you is you, because if you can imagine and think of a different way to use it, I'm sure people will go ahead and be with that. Even if it's not a fast go, it's an eventual go, because this is still something kind of new to people, and even though there's tons of people jumping into it, it just seems like everyone has room to grow. So tokenizing now is only going to help you when there's more forms of tokenizing later. Especially if you're a little bit ahead of the game, you'll be ready, and you'll be showing your knowledge out there in the real world or online, and then they're going to ask, how do you know it? And you're going to tell them, I have my own tokens. Hit this up, hit this up, hit this up. And now, all that work you did today is paying off tomorrow. So, putting the time in, putting in a little bit of money, and really trying might actually get you something that you're hopefully needing or not used to, or something to drive up that motivation. Because even with, like, the world on lockdown, it's something you can do to keep yourself going. And just like that, the outro, today's outro is sponsored by freecrypto.cc, where you can earn free crypto by just going to the website and collecting all the faucets, playing the different kinds of games, and seeing all the different stuff. And freecrypto.cc really is free. It really does help you. It has a methodology, tons of information, and I recommend you go there. If you're on Anchor, just hit the button on your screen where it says freecrypto.cc, and if you're not, go over to your web browser, type in freecrypto.cc, hit enter, and go to the Google-hosted CryptoFaucet Hub that's been around since 2017.